Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Anderson, and she is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. And Michelle, there's something really new and exciting coming up.
Yes, we are very excited to be able to participate in some special programming that will be sent out to Iowa libraries via webcast as a partnership with the Iowa State Bar Association and the State Library. And the series is called People's Law School.
Now, why would we be interested? I don't want to become a lawyer. Do you think I might still be interested in this course?
I do think you'd still be interested in this course. Each month from August through March, we'll have one session, and each session will have a various topic that an expert in the field will talk about as far as common legal questions from Iowans. So, for instance, on August 20, our presenter will be from the Consumer Protection Investigator for the Iowa Attorney General's Office, and he will be talking about consumer protection. So, overview of imposter scams, real life examples of scams, and tips on how people can prevent themselves from being scammed. So, I really think that a lot of people could be interested in that.
Well, when we see the reports on TV, there seems like there's always another scam coming along. There's always somebody who thinks they can get money without working. So that would sound really logical. So each time, there will be a different topic and probably a different presenter.
I would expect a different presenter. We get information as it's available. So since this is a fairly new offering through the State Library, we have been told, obviously, details about the August webcast, but then we did get topics. So in September, People's Law School will focus on child custody and visitation. And in October, wills and revocable trusts. And in November, guardianships and conservatorships. So again, probably different people would be interested in each month, but I do think it would be of benefit to the folks to come and hear if they're interested in those topics.
But it is nice. This isn't the kind of course where one program builds on another program or another topic, because they each have their own. Sounds pretty specific to me, each topic.
Yeah, I think it will be. And as far as I know, now we haven't hosted one yet, but as far as I know, people who come will be able to submit questions. They are asking that they be more general questions and not situation-specific questions. Obviously, there are some privacy issues there, but I know that we can submit questions ahead of time, and I do believe we'll be able to submit questions during the webcast if the presenter says something that you want clarified.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a great opportunity. And I'm assuming this is going to take place at the Atlantic Public Library and probably some other libraries around Iowa. You might want to check with your own library.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
And what time?
Okay, so the August, so it'll always be the third Tuesday of the month at 5:30. So August 20, and we will be at the library here in the meeting room downstairs. And hope that lots of people will come join us.
And people don't have to bring their own computer, laptop, whatever. This is a webcast. And maybe some people aren't familiar with a webcast, but it's kind of like watching a TV show, only it's a very special one.
Right. So the nice thing about webcasts, the library staff participates in webinars, so it's seminars that are online. So you can interact. We will put the webcast on our presentation television that we have downstairs. So, you know, we can fill that room with as many people as we need, and everyone will be able to see and hear. And if there are questions, I'll have a computer that we can type in questions back to the presenter.
You're going to be there to guide us all
yes.
along, I'm sure. So we'll come back with just to confirm all of that. But maybe you want to mention a couple of other things that are going on at the library. You know, the newsletter. If people aren't getting the newsletter, how do they get that?
Oh, yes. Hopefully. Well, I know not everybody is, because I know how many go out. But we do a monthly newsletter. I try to send it out on the first of every month. And there's a form on our webpage, on our homepage, that you can fill out. Or when you sign up for a library card, you just have to mark a box on that form to say, I want to be added to the newsletter list. So, yeah, that If you don't get the newsletter, please let us know. We'd love to add you.
And do you still mail some, or do you have to have a computer or that kind of equipment?
Yeah, we don't mail any hard copies out. I would be glad if someone doesn't have an email and they'd like a printed one that they could pick up. I'd be glad to print them one, but we don't. Cost of postage is rather prohibitive.
Cost of postage and time of folding and printing and all that sort of thing. But good to know that when people are here checking out a book, they could say, I need a copy of the newsletter and take one home. Because all of these things, you know, maybe this is the kind of thing you put up in your refrigerator to remind you, here's what's happening at the library. So, and all ages, you know, you have all kinds of things going on. So a couple of things you want to mention.
Yeah, we have a couple other programs happening in August. The first is our Back to School Challenge, and this is for students entering grades kindergarten through eighth grade. So the week of August 12, all week long, kids can stop in and do some back to school type activities and earn parts of a sundae. And then we're going to have an ice cream sundae party on Friday to celebrate getting ready for back to school. So that will be fun.
You earn parts of a sundae, but finally you get the whole thing.
Right. So the idea is if you come and, you know, do two activities, you'd maybe get two scoops of ice cream, or a scoop of ice cream and a topping, or a scoop of ice cream and a topping and sprinkles, or whatever, you know, just kind of as a fun motivator to get kids ready to learn again.
You bet. Yeah, we kind of kids, all of us kind of get out of that mode when we haven't been in it. So it's good to kind of get back into it and maybe get into the sleep mode too.
It takes a while to adjust your personal schedule too to get back to school. One other program I would like to mention is we are going to test drive having an anime club. We've had some requests for more anime at the library, and we have an opportunity for a free trial of a particular streaming service. And so we are, like I said, kind of test driving this. This is for anyone ages 16 and older. And our first two meetings will be the 12th and the 19th at 6:30. And then it will go later than what we're open. So it'll end around 8 o'clock. So
you have to tell me more about anime.
Anime, I don't know how much more I can tell you. It's not my wheelhouse.
Why would I want to participate? I can see more movies. I can see, what can I see if I participate? What can I read or see?
Well, yeah, so it's kind of like another fandom. You know how some people are like sci-fi or Star Wars fandom. So anime is a type of graphic style that they have graphic novels, and they have videos and movies and TV shows. And so we are able to have a trial period for a streaming service that streams only anime TV movie kind of stuff. So that's kind of what's pushing us to try this out. And we just thought, well, let's just see who's out there who likes anime. Because, you know, we started that Tuesday card game, Magic the Gathering, started as a once a month thing. And then we got enough people that said, hey, we'd really like to meet more than once a month. So now it's a weekly thing, and we regularly have, 6 to 8 people who meet up together at the library on Tuesdays for Magic the Gathering. So if we can offer a similar social connection kind of thing with people who like anime, we're all for it.
And the people who are fans obviously know what's going to happen and don't need this kind of explanation. Anything else in August, or should we mention a couple of things in September?
Well, I do have one thing in September that we're really excited about. And I don't know if there's any Downton Abbey fans in our area,
surely,
but I sure am one. And so Downton Abbey, the movie, is coming out in September. So we have made arrangements with historian Kathy Wilson to come and give us her Downstairs at Downton program, which will be about an hour long, and we'll talk about the reality of running a house like what you see in the show Downton Abbey. And so we're really excited about that. It's September 12, and we're going to do the same program twice, so once in the afternoon and once in the evening.
Okay, and we'll hear more about that, I am sure. Let's quickly review the people's
People's Law School. Yep, People's Law School is August 20 at 5:30 at the library.
Okay, that's number one, and then it will go on, and you'll hear more and more information about that. Thank you very much, Michelle Anderson, who is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Check with your local libraries wherever you are for these same programs. Some of them were repeated throughout the state. And until next time, J.K. Rowling said, when in doubt, start at the library.